From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend James Porter lets the Bible speak.
Bible reading is from Job 14, verse 10. And there we read these words, "But man dieth and wasteth away. He man giveth up the ghost, and where is he?" Death is a solemn reality of this life. It is one that people often prefer not to talk about or contemplate upon. When it comes to a family or home, it is a source of great heartbreak and sorrow. It leads to an empty chair, to the breaking up of relationships that have lasted for years. Indeed, when it visits a home, it is true to say that that home is never the same again. And it is this solemn reality that Job is dealing with as he utters the words of our text. In fact, Job was a father who was well able to write upon such a subject, because he was one who lost all his children in one day. One can only begin to imagine the sorrow which that involved. Indeed, it was that event which caused him to say those words that we often hear uttered at the graveside at a funeral: "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now in Job 14, verse 10, Job reminds us of three important lessons that relate to death, the disease that I want you to consider with me today. First of all, Job reminds us of the lesson that death is certain. Note the words, "But man dieth and wasteth away." Job realized that he was born to die and that he was not here forever. In Job 30 he could say, "For I know that thou wilt bring me to death." And this is a truth that we all need to realize. We're all going to die someday, for death is certain. We're not going to live forever. And this certainty of death has come about because of sin at Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden. The Bible says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin." Remember how God said to our first parents, "But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. From the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Adam and Eve sinned, and the curse of death came upon them and upon all mankind, for we all have inherited a sinful nature from our first parents. The Bible tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And it's because of our sin by nature and practice that we are all born to die. But whenever we think about the certainty of death, we're also reminded that death is appointed. The Bible tells us it is appointed unto men once to die. That word appointed means to set or to fix. The truth of the matter is the moment of our death has been set by God, and you and I will not pass beyond that appointed time. Just as there is a boundary to the sea, and past that boundary the sea cannot go, so there is a boundary to the lives of each one of us, and past that boundary we cannot go. Also, whenever we think about the certainty of death, we must remember that death is no respecter of persons. The old and the poor must die, but the young and the rich may die as well. Someone has once said that death is often as near to the young man's back as it is to the old man's face. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 20, we are told, "All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again." Don't you think that because you are young and in good health that you will not die? Don't think that because you have riches that death will not come your way. Oh, such things cannot stop death coming. But also when we think about the certainty of death, we must remember that death is irreversible. There is no such thing as reincarnation. You live once and you die once. There is no coming back to this world. There are no second chances. A tree may grow again when it has failed. But when you are failed by the exit of death, you will not live again in this life. For the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. But then whenever we think about the certainty of death, we must also remember that death is sudden. David could say, "There is but a step between me and death." He knew that he could die at any moment. And it's the same with you and I. Death can come suddenly and swiftly. Oh, as you ponder the certainty of death this morning, may you also realize that you could die at any moment. But then secondly, Job reminds us that in death our souls leave the body. Notice the words, "Yea, man giveth up the ghost." The word "ghost" here is simply another word for the soul of man. And at death our souls leave these clay bodies. The mention here of the ghost or soul of man reminds us that man is different from the beast. When the beast of the field dies, that's the end of the beast. But when man dies, that is not the end of man, for he has a soul that is eternal. Genesis 2 verse 7 tells us, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." When God made man, he made him different from the animal kingdom. Despite what the evolutionists or the false cults may say, I tell you this morning, upon the authority of the Word of God, that you have an immortal, never-dying soul. Mary could say, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." She believed that she had an eternal soul. Christ preached the words, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" He preached upon the reality of man having an eternal soul. Recall the words of Christ in Matthew 10, verse 28, when he said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul." Christ tells us here that our soul cannot be killed, therefore it cannot die. Dear listener, the moment that you die, your body will corrupt to dust, but your soul will not. It will live on forever to face the judgment of God. Hebrews 9 verse 27 says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Your soul will be judged because of your sin. Just in the same way that a criminal appears before the judge and gives evidence about his crime, so too at the judgment bar of God, you will give account of your sin. Every secret sin will be made known. Nothing will be hid from God. But then in the final place, Job reminds us here in this verse that death is but the door to eternity. Notice in our text the words, "Where is he?" When your body dies, your soul is judged by God, it goes immediately to either heaven or hell. Hell is that place where God punishes sin eternally. It is a real, literal place of everlasting torment, anguish, and woe. It is described in the Bible as a lake of fire, that place of outer darkness. In Luke 16, verse 23, Christ spoke of it when he told of the rich man who died. He says, "And the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments." Here we read of his soul being in eternal torment. Heaven, on the other hand, is that place where God is, a place of eternal bliss and happiness for all who are saved and redeemed. We read of heaven in Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. What a different place it is from hell. It is the complete opposite. There we read of John speaking about heaven, and he says these words, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And where you will be will depend upon what you have done with the Lord Jesus Christ in this life. Christ came into this world and went to the cross, where he shed his blood and died to provide a remedy for our sins. 1 Timothy 1 verse 15 says, "This is a faithful saying, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." If you repent of your sin and confess your sin to Christ by faith, trusting in his precious blood to cleanse away your sin, then Christ will save you, and through him alone your sins will be pardoned, and you will enter heaven when you die. This is why Paul could say, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." This is why he could speak of being absent from the body, present with the Lord. Christ says himself, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." This morning, may you close in with his offer of grace and mercy and trust him as your Saviour. Thank you for joining with us once again, and may God bless his word to your heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's programme. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we Let the Bible Speak.